Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Courtney from LA, and I have a special guest with me while Mary is on vacay.
My name starts with J.
You're also from LA.
LA.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Jason.
Jason is one of my best friends, and he was also witness to Countess and Friends when we went for my birthday.
So hey, hashtag Countess and Friends.
Hashtag Countess and Friends. So I thought that he would be perfect to talk about that finale episode because we lived it.
We're reliving it.
Reliving. Watching that episode, I was like, okay, this is literally like word for word, like song for song.
Beat for beat.
We did not have Sonia, we did not have as good a special guest,
no.
But that's okay.
We wrestled way in the back, trying to flag down our waiter to eat some like terrible
food. We did get
food.
A shout out though during it, so I feel like it's okay.
That's true.
We'll get back to that though. But so I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Do you remember how you got into Bravo? Like, why do you love Bravo so much? What's the whole backstory with Bravo for you?
man.
I know. I'm putting you on the spot. I didn't prep you know, you for this.
I think it probably goes back to, you know, I love reality television. Right, I love reality competition television.
Right.
Project Runway started
and it's,
back
there,
and it's coming
it's
back.
It's coming back. So it's coming full circle.
All, coming full circle after all these years. After
okay.
all these years. I don't know.
I know.
I actually know there was one of the original housewives from the OC lives in my hometown in Lake Forest now. My mom used to see her.
Kimberly?
Maybe.
She
know.
Had a boob job
okay.
and then she like had
yeah.
skin cancer
yeah.
so she had to leave California. That's why she left.
and my mom kept on always running into her and she was like, oh yeah, that woman was on the OC and I didn't watch that early in the season. So.
Well, I mean, you're here now.
All caught up now. Let's go.
What is your current favorite Bravo show? It doesn't have to be Housewives either.
I would say it's a toss-up. I mean, New York this season
killed
is
it.
Just
right.
beyond.
Right.
I love Top Chef.
I mean,
it's
so
just,
good.
You know.
I did a really deep dive on Padma the other day on Instagram. And I was like, she's so pretty.
She is.
Yeah. And you also love Vanderpump. We're making, we're going to make it
Tom
Tom.
I do love a VPR. We were hoping to, hopefully, we wish we could have recorded this room.
Could you imagine?
The middle of Tom Tom. Because it's really sad, though, because you just drive by and it's either like, most of the time it's just locked.
Yeah. Yeah, but so it had its grand opening last weekend, apparently. But they were all in Mexico, so I feel like the Toms might have flown back for that. I don't know. They showed up in their Dumb and Dumber, like, motorcycle.
Do you think they're always going to be matching outfits working there?
Probably. And I don't think they're ever going to be working. I feel like they're just going to be blowing lines in the kitchen. And then, like, Tom's going to be, like, coming out with, like, his frozen drink. And he's like, here, drink this shot. It's frozen. It's the only one in the world.
But it also looks like there's, like, a retrofitted, like, giant alley backway
just
to record, like, extra Beyond Fights.
I'm curious of what will happen next season if they will use Tom Tom in VPR, if they'll do a spinoff of it, if, like, what we'll see.
But is there enough there to spin off? Literally,
is
the restaurant.
Is there enough in the store anymore?
But at least, I don't know.
Okay, so also, while we're talking VPR, Jax did a little shadiness. I don't know if you saw it, but he was at the gym and he was literally shading Kourtney Kardashian's boyfriend, who was also at the gym, being like, oh, you have to slum it with us regular people at the gym. Jax goes to Equinox. It's not like he goes to, like, an LA Fitness like I do where I pay $20 a month.
Right.
This guy pays $200 a month. So it's like, I don't feel like he's slumming it at the gym.
No.
And then Kristen is alluding to possibly being pregnant on her stories.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, that would be our first Vanderpump baby.
I don't know if we're all ready for that. We've been speculating it's Lala or
Vanderpump
Katie.
Drools.
I love that. That's amazing. I've never thought of that, and that's now I need it.
Yeah, but you can't think of any of those people with actual children.
No, like, I feel like they're, like, if any sponsorship deal makes sense, it's like Vanderpump Kids for Plan B. Like, realistically, like, they should be doing that.
Yeah.
I also don't think she's pregnant. I think she's just, like, drumming for attention because she's not crazy, Kristen.
Crazy. Okay, so now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think Mary's getting into in Belize?
It's unbelievable. I mean, you went to Belize.
I went to Belize. Over the holiday, yeah.
And you had a crazy time.
I live to tell the tale. To be honest, literally, the roads just stop at a certain point.
Oh, no.
You're, like, driving. They're, like, full of, like, the most insane potholes. And you're just, like, most people travel by golf cart or by minivan that is powered by a golf cart motor.
Okay,
and,
so...
Is Belize
third world?
I will say it is more third world. There's like a jungle side that's just like a lot more third world. And then you go off to the islands and there's a couple like very high end resorts. Like Leonardo DiCaprio is building his own like eco-friendly resort off the side of Ambergris Key. But
I have to say, guys. I haven't heard a lot from Mary. I get, like, every couple of days I get, like, a message. And I'm like, okay, good. She's alive. Like, I don't want to bother her. She's vacaying.
Yeah.
You know, she's about to, like, Summer Mary is ending. We're getting retirement.
She has to detach. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is her way of detoxing. So I don't want to bother her right now. But
I get it. I spent most of my time like drinking out of like a weird like beach hut off the side of the road.
If you guys saw it, she did bring her morning recovery with her so she can hydrate and make sure she was okay the next day.
Do you love the morning recovery?
I do. I actually use Mary was the one who turned me on to it. Okay. And I was like, okay, Mary, whatever. But it actually works.
Okay. I
went to, a party. I had a few drinks and I was like, oh man, I need to like have a productive day. I drank it and I swear my friend woke up and she's like, I do not feel right. And I was like,
that's me every Friday and Saturday.
I was like, wait, that's so weird. I actually feel right. Guys, this isn't even an ad for it. Right. I swear, I know the weeks before we've been doing ads for it. This is just a testimonial.
This was literally just me being like, hey, I heard you guys talking about this crazy bullshit last week. So
I know.
Does it actually taste good? Should I throw it in my wine right now?
It's not a bad idea. I have some in my fridge. If you want some, let me know.
Great. Maybe I'll do a taste test later.
I love it. Okay. Let's get through the sad news first too, because we have to address it because it's a big deal in the Bravosphere, but Dennis, Bethany's ex-boyfriend, possibly fiance, like all this, he passed away on Friday, which is very sad.
Yeah.
I was working and I got blown up with all these messages just being like, are you kidding me? Like, I can't believe, I was really upset by it.
You see Bethany's Instagram of Dennis and Cookie.
People got really weirded out. I thought it was Bethany doesn't have that many people in her life.
No.
And literally her dog and Dennis were probably the two most important beings. Yeah. I can't say people, right? But beings in her life that
I think you said beans, my friend.
No, like a human being, but not a human. Uh-huh, uh-huh. When my dog passed away, I was literally inconsolable. I get that.
I have one-year-old pup, can't even think about that.
You guys, if you want to look at Fozzie the doggy, Jason has this golden doodle, or no, just Labradoodle. It is the cutest thing ever.
Fozzie the doggy.
And it's true what they say is that owners and dogs start to look alike. They have the same smile.
Oh,
you do. You guys have the same smile. It's contagious, but okay. Back to the sad stuff. Yeah. What do you think? Because now all these reports are coming out that 4 months ago, Dennis proposed to her and she didn't not say no.
Right.
That's what the quote is. And
she didn't say yes. She's the sort of woman that holds her cards very, very close to her vest. And
when she said a couple weeks ago, or was it last week or 2 weeks ago, she was telling Dorinda, I told myself I wasn't going to talk to Dennis for 90 days. Mm-hmm. I needed to push him away. Mm-hmm. So do you think that she's pushing him away though? Because do you think she knew he had an Oxycontin problem? Because the way he passed was he OD'd on Oxycontin, woke up the next day, sent his housekeeper to the pharmacy to get Narcan, which
is the same thing that had Demi Lovato. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And by the time that she came back or whatever, it was too late. So do you think that Bethany maybe knew he had a pill problem and that was maybe one of the reasons why she was holding back?
I don't know.
It's really sad.
It is.
It's really people kept messaging and I was like, we can't post anything. I just don't want anybody to write something rude.
Yeah, there's nothing to say.
But then so many people kept sending it to us that I was like, okay, instead of responding and acknowledging that yes, we see it, we just posted a photo with RIP. Like, we were super sad. I'm super sad. And I, you know, for once, everybody was very respectful.
Yeah. People
sometimes go off the rails in our comments. So it was nice to see that. But it was super sad.
Even Carol reached out via Twitter, I saw.
Well, there was that drama before because Carol had made a jab, right around when it was announced, about that was, alluding to Bethany. But obviously, Carol's not evil. I don't think Carol's
she's
evil.
She's a good person.
Yeah. So I think that it just was bad timing. Obviously, she deleted that tweet, but everybody was like, how could you do this? It's Dennis. That's so fucked up. And it's she didn't know.
No.
So it is what it is, you know? And I feel really bad. I hope that, poor Bethany. Bethany, I know we talk shit on Bethany, but she's got it rough. She's only got Terry left.
Mm.
And it makes me sad for her.
She has a beautiful daughter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bryn. I forgot about that. Yeah. But no Jason. Yeah. But let's also talk about
when do you think Bryn's ever going to make her Bravo debut?
When Jason dies. Jason will hold that over her head until the day. But have you noticed? The driver is gone.
Oh.
And the new driver looks like Jason.
Oh.
I'm just... These are things you need to know.
Is she shtipping her driver?
I mean, could she have a type?
I don't know.
Will she now fall into the arms because Dennis is gone? Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
Okay. Then now I have to make... I'm going to make this quick and then I'm going to move on. Okay.
So curious.
This week there was two Judgy Girls drama with Reddit.
Really?
Yes. And apparently we've been accused of stealing from Reddit. And I'm just going to go on the record here. Also, now they've banned anything two Judgy Girls, so they can never even talk about this conversation right here. But I just want to say, the fact that people think we steal our material from Reddit is like... funny to me. First off, we get hundreds and hundreds of DMs a day about people sending us like stuff all the time. We have a Facebook group of over 12,000 people who are always posting, and we are pretty good about always crediting who gives us stuff. Like whenever we talk about anything on the podcast about something that was in the jury, we always say it was from the jury. When we find something that's funny that the jury's posted, we will put it on Instagram.
You're not making like a fat Jew repeat here.
No, so. I mean, like, we try our best to credit. So like when people DM us things that we find funny, we're like, oh, ha ha. So it all started with somebody DMing us a photo of Sonia's LinkedIn. We think it's hilarious that Sonia has a LinkedIn. What does she need a LinkedIn for? Who is she connecting with?
I also have not seen the LinkedIn. I really...
I mean, you've obviously been keeping up with us. But yeah. I just want to say on the record, we don't steal from Reddit. Thank you for having similar thoughts to everyone who watches Bravo. But just know we're not taking from you.
And her hand is on the Bravo Bible right now.
Yes, Bible that, as the Kardashians would say. Okay, moving on. Let's stick with New York. Carol has said that she wants to go on The View.
Oh.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, she idolizes Barbara. I could see her holding her own.
Is Meghan McCain too much of a fangirl?
No, they would like turn on a dime.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Once you're at that table, you're like, now I'm here to play a role.
Who else? I don't even know who's on The View. Is
Whoopi?
Is she still on it? Is Whoopi? Joy?
Joy.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
And then there's like a rotating
Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She's gone.
I know.
Okay.
R.I.P.
I was like, I can't remember if
Survivor Rat Pack, everyone.
Oh my god, yes. Jace and I also have White Rice Wednesdays where we watch Survivor. We are going to get Mary into it. I think she needs to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then following up with
maybe she's doing it right now in Belize.
She could be. She's like living, like, we will not hear from Mary. She's like, I literally lived a real life Survivor. Yeah. I got stranded. I don't know what to do.
I built a fire.
She's like, and I aqua pooped. What is it? I aqua dumped.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Sorry. Okay. Luann also was on Megyn Kelly this week. And she basically said after the count sued her, that's when she relapsed and that's why she had to go to rehab.
Oh.
And she was wearing white. And Mary and I have this thing about, like, why is Luann always wearing white? She's not married. She also said, guys, Tiffy, the roommate, just walked by. Shout out.
Hey!
It's a family affair here today. But she said on the episode today, I think I'm done wearing white. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't know what she meant.
I mean, one of her white dresses tonight at that cabaret was like...
She wore white at the cabaret. She wore it at the after party. Was she talking about, like, she's done with cocaine? Is she talking about, like, she's done with her men? Like, what is she talking about? I don't think we'll ever know.
She's done with white men.
Right. That was the joke.
Yeah, okay. missed it.
Okay.
Guess it landed.
What? Okay. This is my real life, guys. Okay. Do you watch Southern Charm?
I don't watch Southern Charm.
Okay. Well, you need to change that.
I know.
Thomas Ravenel has
I saw what he's come out.
He has come out guns blazing. He's finally said he's not coming back. It was, quote unquote, a decision he made, and he doesn't like when people take advantage of him. Let's remember he's a rapist. Right. So, or allegedly.
Decision he made.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, just like all those women were, it was a decision they made to sleep with you. Like, let's be honest, asshole. Hate him. Trashley's Instagram got hacked. It's back up. She's deleted all of her photos with Thomas. Thomas has deleted all of his photos with her. And let's just say, like, praise be, we're closer to an end of that. I want a Southern Charm. You don't understand it, but you're missing out. And it's like,
I know it was one of those that just like it got away from me. I'm like, I need to start from the beginning, or I can't even do it at all. I have met Shep randomly.
What?
He was at my office one day, and
Was he nice? Like, tell us everything.
Yeah, he was, like, hanging out. It was, like, no big deal. But I also didn't know who he was.
No! Jason, you're killing me! Usually I feel like I get a text when I hear something.
I know, you do usually.
Okay. And then finally, I just like to say, before we move on to recapping episodes, I've gotten many text messages or many DMs about this, and I haven't watched it yet, but I was told that Steve Gold is shirtless carrying a baby in this week's Million Dollar Listing New York. And I know my ovaries will explode, so I just have to have some time where I can sit there and really truthfully enjoy it. So I just want to say thank you for those who have told me. I will definitely be watching. Mary watched that show. I don't usually watch that show all the time.
I really enjoyed that show. I did not watch this week's, but a friend of mine bought, from college, bought an apartment that Frederick was selling.
Okay, so your friend from college. Jason went to Stanford, so clearly he has rich friends.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
Wait, what was that experience like?
I don't know. A bunch of our mutual friends just went to the showing just so that they could.
And then he was so moved by the place that he bought it.
It is a very nice place.
All right. Next time I go to New York, we're going to hit it up.
Yeah, great.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
Okay. So now let's go into the shows that we watched this week. We had Orange County, we had Dallas, and we had New York. What are you feeling within these shows? I know you said that New York is your favorite.
This season, it's sad that it's coming to an end, but I'm also very excited for the reunion.
Yeah.
I would have been a little more excited if Luann was a part of it, because I do think there's like a missing link there.
There's so many questions we have.
And it's just going to be mostly just Bethany and Carol going at it.
And we're not getting that one-on-one in the Sag Harbor.
It's
like, hey, Andy.
we can't do another one of these.
Yeah, like, but we need to. Like, she went to Megyn Kelly, like, no offense, none of us Bravo people are watching that 9 a.m. hour. I mean, maybe some of us are.
I'm trying to think, like, what Andy tried to demand that made her be like, no, I'm going to go to Megyn Kelly instead.
I feel like he said no.
Really?
I just feel like...
Even if he was... I don't know, like...
Like, maybe he didn't want, like, he's gotten...
He didn't want, like, a one-on-one specific episode, or she was demanding that. Like, I would have at least, like, thought that she would have gone and watched What Happens Live.
Yeah, or, like, maybe he was like, no, Lou, you had your chance when we did one-on-one last time. And he's like, I'll give you 15 minutes like I did when I went to Kim Richards and rehab.
Right,
she's like, no, I want more than 15.
Right, and, like, tag it on to the last episode or something.
Yeah, so something weird happened. Okay, well, how do you feel about Orange County?
You know, I am really ambivalent about the new women they added.
Okay.
Really, I don't know.
I'm liking Emily. Mary actually at the watch party.
Oh, I heard.
Week,
yeah,
they FaceTimed. Yes. She said she was super cool. Emily seems cool. Her husband's kind of a douche.
Yeah.
Gina's too young.
Gina had an episode.
Gina, she's like, you pusses!
Yeah.
And when Cameron was like, she can't even say pussy. I was like, I feel like I would say puss.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, you pusses. But anyways, we'll get to that. But I just want to know, like, and then Dallas. Now, you haven't really
As you saw this evening, not very into Dallas. Though, I think I'm going to watch the season.
I will tell you, first season of Dallas, not amazing. Yeah. Second season brought it.
This I watched like the end of the second season and the reunion.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm obsessed with Leanne.
Right.
Who's like literally a crazy human being.
Yeah, just But here's what's funny. Jason kept being like, which one is that? And every time it was Deandra. It was Deandra, like, Deandra in the meditation. He's like, who is that? I'm like, it's Deandra. He's like, oh, okay.
But she was wearing a kimono.
Yeah,
so
and
I
then
didn't
Deandra
know.
At her house
confusing.
With no makeup before the party. He's like, which one is that? I'm like, still Deandra. He's like, oh, I can't tell them apart. It's too hard.
I do think I would be best friends with Mama D.
Mama D is trying to get her spot on this show this year, and she's going to take her daughter down if it's the last thing she can do.
I will give her that Texas star.
Okay, let's just get into Dallas since we're already there.
Great.
So basically, we were brought in. So there were all these blind items going around the past few months about some housewife adopting a baby, and nobody knew who it was. But we're told it's Brandy, and she adopted a little redhead. But, like, she's very open with bringing this baby around, so it's really strange to me that it was so undercover for a while.
Yeah, it was just, like, out of nowhere, felt like.
Like, she was like, oh, yeah, we had a baby. It was like,
but,
oh,
okay. Okay, let's talk about something.
Okay.
She was quite sprightly and like, oh, this is so easy. Like baby, yes. Baby crying, the dog jumping on her leg. But I'm like, okay, where's the hired help here? Because let's be... perfectly honest, she could not look that good and be on camera going to like the manicure pedicure salon with the baby just sitting there like not wanting to feed while her fingertips are covered in aluminum foil.
Well, she had to take her gels off. That's how you take a gel off. Okay. But I will have to say she didn't have to go through the whole pregnancy part, right? Because she's adopting. So she didn't have to, like, do the deliver, which I assume would take so much out of you. But, yes, she handles it very well. And maybe she's just one of those people, because she wanted it so bad. She's like, I'll find whatever energy I can. And she told us she does have an Adderall prescription.
Right.
So maybe that's what's helping out.
Just keeps her Energizer Bunny going. Yeah.
But I have to say, I was like, I kept saying, like, I think I'm going to cry. Like, I was getting so teary-eyed, especially when Stephanie met the baby. And Stephanie and Brandy are like.
At Baby Bliss?
Yeah. I did not see what the story was.
Yeah, yeah. They had to go to the cutest boutique in town, Baby Bliss.
The cutest boutique in town. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I thought it was, like, really sweet. And I'm just, she seems in a better place than she was last season. The beginning of last season, she had suffered a miscarriage. And it was like, she was kind of in a depressive state. So it looks like we're back to fun, Brandy.
Yep.
I have a friend who says that her friends hang out. So I'm like, you got to get in that circle. Yeah. You need to know details.
But I don't know if it's going to change with the little redhead around.
Oh, I think she'll still be a little crazy. Okay, that's where the hired help comes in.
Got it.
So you're loving Leanne. What do you think about Carrie? Because you're like, what's that?
Still, what's that?
Yeah, she's the plastic surgeon's wife.
Oh, yeah.
And she's pulled tight.
It was just a very divisive scene watching her in this, like, crazy, like, bizarre diner.
Yeah.
And, like, Leanne shows up in this fur with her face pulled back, just like eyes blaring, like pushing knives to the side, staring at her, and she's in scrubs.
Yeah, she was. Well, it was interesting because right when she walked in, I was like, is Carrie working again? Last season, she was so like, I want to spend time with my daughter, but no, the husband has Mark, who let's also say, in the season trailer, we have to see a naked Mark Duber. And you guys know I had an unexplainable crush. I've thrown that out completely. I can't even believe it.
Is that the one of them in the ocean?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Yes. And I was like, for some reason, I had this weird thing for him. And I'm ashamed. I am very ashamed of myself. So I just want to say.
Yeah.
But then she said, now I'm my own business person. My husband invested $1 million in this. And I'm like, I don't know how marriages work, but he bought the company. She's the boss of it. More power to you. Have your own company. But, like...
But, like, to throw $1 million into this?
Seems aggressive.
Yeah.
I just also... I have a lot of things I'd like to do with $1 million. And it's not to open a laser thing so that I can make sure that I have everything lasered.
Yeah, I'm just confused as to what that money went to.
Okay. And I know you didn't notice it, but guys, in the scene, Carrie's has her nails painted, and one hand is painted white, and one hand is painted gray, and I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's odd.
No, it's like, and it just like, that's something Leanne should have had with her Cruella de Vil outfit. Like, true. That would have made complete sense.
True.
And also, Leanne, I was like, who's doing your makeup? Fire them. It's horrible.
It just didn't look right. It just didn't look right. Can we also, I think we need to play the amygdala drinking game challenge.
Okay, if anybody can tell us if that's the way you pronounce amygdala. We were like sitting there and I was like, is it amygdala? Amygdala? Like, how do you say this?
Amygdala.
What was that? What was the whole meditation?
Well, first of all, David Sunshine.
David Sunshine needs to just shave his head.
Yes.
I mean, I'm into the low ponytail, but it just seems like...
He looks like a cross between, like, the teacher from Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
We
were saying Big Buddy from Master of None, Eric Wareheim.
Eric Wareheim.
Yeah, he had it. He just, yeah. He's Sunshine.
Yeah. And like the other guy who was with Joe Pesci in The Home Alone.
Oh my movies. God, Daniel Stern. Yes. Oh my God, yes. He was like an amalgam of all of them. Yeah.
Also, it looked like if you looked out the window, which is supposed to be this very zen area, it was like into a parking lot.
Yeah, like a construction zone or something. Like, we're just building a structure over there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yes, it was like funny where she's like, Deandra, that's who that was.
Deandra, I got it.
When she was like, it's not your amygdala, it's just you. It's like Leanne's like, I'm gonna try every single way I can to curb my anger. It's like, maybe you just should.
But then hats off to the editors once again, because they just did it brilliantly.
Do you not think that these editors need Emmys?
Literally, I just hand them all to them.
All
like
of them.
I just was just dying with her like inner monologue and just like cutting to like her just being a crazy person.
Like, she's insane. Like, yeah. Her throwing that champagne glass, yeah. Like, and then like the just hands, like this whole thing, like everything. I was like, oh my god, I forgot this is just one person, yeah. In one season. Yeah. Like, this but is the third
but
season.
But tried to play it off like she's so calm, like, yeah. New beginning.
But that's what she does every time. Yeah. Every time she does something, and she's like, I did do that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I did that, but like, I'm gonna try different, but yeah. Like, I'm probably gonna do, yeah. That again. Yeah. Like,
it's her thing.
It's her thing. Yeah. What do you think about Rich the Pirate?
I mean, that eye patch. I mean, I couldn't tell, like, what it was for. If they were trying to justify that it actually, like, helps with the like, the course correction in one eye.
No, I don't think it does.
No.
Like, I think at that point,
I'm actually surprised Leanne has not bedazzled it at this point.
Wow. That's a great point. Like, couldn't you see Leanne then going to business with, like, a bedazzled, yes. Eye patch line? She's like, I'm gonna sell. Like, she's like, hey, D, every time you sell one of your skincare things, throw in a complimentary eye patch and, yeah. Let's see what happens.
Yes.
Yeah, I could totally see that. I am kind of mad that she hasn't done that,
yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
It should be, like, eye patch by amygdala.
Yes, she has to now include that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that I don't like what housewives do, right? Like, that's, like, hilarious, her whole amygdala thing, right? But she better not try to catchphrase that and then make money.
Oh, it's going to be on fucking tank tops.
It's like Dorinda did that with, like, make it nice and do all that stuff. I just want to, like, enjoy it. Yeah. And then I don't want her to do more with it.
I completely agree with you.
Okay, so I actually am loving Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what does she say? She's like, I gotta find a distributor for my dog food. And Dad said if I don't find a distributor for my dog food, I can't have dog food.
But Amazon is her distributor.
Yeah, so then okay, first off, if you haven't yet, you need to still go to Amazon and read the reviews for the dog food. They're horrible.
I kind of was like, should I prime this and try? But then I literally think I'm poisoning my dog.
That's what people are saying, yeah. Like, that their dogs were, like, shitting red everywhere. Because I don't think dogs are supposed to have beets.
They're not shitting sparkles.
No, it's not sparkles. No, but it's, the reviews are horrible. But then I'm like, can't anybody sell anything on Amazon, technically?
Like, I mean, like an ebook, yes.
Like, but I thought, like, when they talk about, like, oh, you're buying this from, like, another seller.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can get used stuff. Yeah. So,
sure.
She really does need that distributor.
I just love that she went from getting a textile degree in New York to selling dog food.
Well, she's really smart.
She's really smart.
I'm not just so stupid.
She's not a Barbie.
No. Uh-uh. But she wants to be a Barbie. But there's a lot. And also, when we were, like, in there, I assume what is their playroom. There's, like, a lot, mm-hmm. of pink happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, where does she keep Court's balls in that room? Like, are the kids playing with them? Because, wow, does she have him.
He seems like a total asshole.
Yeah.
Just, like, sitting there, kind of like scumbag.
He's a condescending, yeah, general, like,
I'm going to tell you what to do. And, yeah. Like, our kids are just going to play around us. And I'm going to keep telling you what to do.
This is awkward. When that little girl did it, I was like, yes, Hilton.
Yeah.
Do you think that we've always tried to figure this out? Like, her kids' names are Hilton and Cruz. And it's like, is that where they were conceived? In a Hilton, on a cruise.
Really original.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out. But I did enjoy, like,
are there Hilton Cruise Lines?
Oh, double whammy.
Right?
Double
whammy. Family vacay coming up.
They're like, and this is our third kid, Royal Caribbean. I think it could work. But no, I really enjoyed the fact, and I did like laugh, though, when she said, I want my daughter to think that she shouldn't just sit around and marry for money. And I was like, that's literally what you did until, yeah. You joined the show and decided, yeah. To have dog food. Like, yeah. I mean,
completely. It was like you needed something to sell and put out there.
Yes, and which is fine, but just, like, also don't, like, act like this has been your MO since, yeah, the beginning.
Own it.
Go the Shannon Bedore route.
Yeah, own it.
Yeah, own it, baby.
Lisa Rinna.
Uh huh. You love a BH.
I love a BH.
What do you think about Denise Richards joining?
I cannot wait for that drama.
I'm into that, and then there's been rumors about Tori Spelling.
Oh, really?
I
want them to bring back Brandi Glanville now. Like, I can just see Brandy and Denise going at it is just
I heard she's going to be, like, a friend of, maybe. Okay. Like, maybe a few appearances to, okay. See. I feel like she needs to, like, test with,
yep,
audiences,
yep,
again.
Yep.
I feel like LVP is on the way out.
I would agree.
And I think
she's going to spin off into one of her spinoffs and be like, see you ladies later.
Yeah, I can see it. I'm into it.
I think she doesn't want to keep up with all of the those crazy...
I also think that she comes off so well in the spinoff.
Yeah.
And then on the show, she's always like...
Yeah, because all the other women are like, let's take her down because we're jealous that you have another spinoff that's done really well on Bravo.
I agree. Okay, so the big event of this episode was...
this big dinner party.
For a fourth anniversary, which is apparently a huge deal. And just as a reminder, Deandra's husband, Jeremy, still hot. Forgot how hot he was. I was like, oh, Jeremy, there you are. I forgot. I apologize. But
I already forgot what Deandra looks like.
She kind of looks like me at that point. She's a brunette with a face. I mean, I don't know. Like, she's
but with an apostrophe.
Yes, exactly. But so she's having a fourth anniversary party. And this is why I'm loving Cam, because she's like, who has fourth anniversary parties? Like, is this a party in dog years? Yeah. Like, they're celebrating 28? Like, why are we doing this? And, like, Cam is just like, I'm not going to let you throw a party just because you're a housewife. Like, I'm going to call you out on it, too. So I'm into it. Yeah. That's why I'm liking Cam. What did you think about the four-year party?
I mean, the food looked like dog food, so...
Well, maybe Cam was sponsoring the food. We don't know. They didn't give us that many details.
Yeah, didn't have sparkles in it, but...
But it seemed like it was almost like a setup of, like, okay, here's Leanne. We need to get her back in the crew. Yeah. We had her meet with Carrie before, and now they're getting along to the party.
Yeah, and now we're sitting with Stephanie.
And they were getting along.
They were, like, just getting toasted in the back.
Yeah, but as Carrie said, she's like, give Stephanie 4 glasses of wine, and she'll be friends with
Right.
And then
I did love that she had, like, documented as, like, we're at the fun table.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at a wedding or at one of those events, I'm always at the fun
table. I was going to say, you're the one that's like, this is why I get invited to these things, because I'm fun.
Yeah, I've usually become friends with, like, our waiter who's, like, bringing the wine. And this also makes me sound like a douchebag, like I'm just at all these fancy parties all the time.
No.
But I'm usually like, hey, so instead of just leave an extra bottle here.
Yeah. Well, I went to this party on Friday night, and the bar had closed, and I was like, and I had made friends with the bartender, and so I was like, hey, is the bar closed? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, bummer. And then, no joke, 10 minutes later, he's like, Courtney, we were close friends. Courtney, I'm like, yeah, Bennett. I had to think about it. But he goes, Courtney, here, I got you a to-go cup. Filled me a nice cup with champagne. So wonderful.
What a friend.
And then I FaceTimed you, and you could tell I didn't need that cup.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, you FaceTimed me from under an air vent. You're like, we're under an air vent.
Okay, long story short, I was behind a big AC unit because I didn't want to go to an after party that I had set up myself.
That you had convinced everyone else to go to.
It was not my best move, but it's fine.
But it's a wonderful move. It's just like, hey guys, I have a great idea. Go to this place. Then I'm like, I'm going to go home.
Yeah, well, yeah. I accidentally put my home address in the Uber as opposed to the bar.
Oops, I'm just here.
Everybody had a great time. Yeah, and nobody was none the wiser. We had a lovely time.
Yeah.
It was great.
Good.
Okay, is there anything else that we need to talk about? Oh, I will say one thing that I did like on Dallas was when Leanne and Rich were driving, and Rich said, like, I don't get what the problem is. Like, hey, they're just hands. And made fun of Leanne, where I was like, you know, maybe this is why they're together. I do want, oh, that's
they,
what I
They
ask.
Love these, like, dumb jokes. The, like, pirates get more booty.
Okay, but I did want to ask, do you think that there is a wedding coming in for Leanne and Rich?
No, it's just a setup for more postponement. It's going to be like, let's have an engagement party.
Right.
So that we can talk about when we're setting a party to set a date.
Like, what's this is like the set the day party?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. It's interesting that she said he's been married 3 times. Like, I've had this thought about Vicky Gumbelson.
Right.
Like, why? Sometimes you're just not good at something, and that's okay.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, that's fine. But I think you could also just be together.
Yeah, be together.
They've already been together for 9 or 10
years.
Yeah,
partner up.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's
but
okay.
If they want to do it, I would like an invite.
Okay.
I'm never going to get one.
I'd like an invite and a seat at the fun table.
Yeah. Well, any table you sit at will be the fun table,
correct.
Right? Okay. So, you feel good about Dallas?
I do. I just have to point out that my one other funny favorite moment was Mama D coaching Deandra back at the table. And she's like, da 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 da.
Oh, yeah. She's like, make sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is Bill Hutchinson? Who is Bill Hutchinson. We got a glimpse of him, and I was like, this long-haired guy is like something Dallas
I tried to Google him before, and it seemed too difficult to actually
try. So there wasn't like a straight-up answer.
No, there was some reference to a Kardashian, but it was like the anti-Kardashian in the article that I pulled up.
Who is the anti-Kardashian?
I don't know.
Someone very skinny. Not that they're not skinny, but just like someone who's not like doing a Brazilian
very skinny
butt lift.
Who hates social media.
Okay. I have literally no idea who that is. Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Yes. I also liked when D2 was like, yeah, we're pretty surprised that she's happily ever after right now. She went through some experiences. Mm-hmm. Trust me. And I was like, if my mom ever said this shit on camera, I would not be talking.
Also, I love that she had like handed over the keys the end of last season and then completely reneged.
Yeah, she was like, oh, honey, that was for the camera.
Yeah. Actually, in reality, fuck no.
And Andrea was like, wait, what? We did not discuss this. She's like, oh, you couldn't tell? Yeah. Oh, shoot. Sucks for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to this season, though. I think we set this season up well. We didn't do the taglines because you know that Mary loves to do the taglines, so we're going to wait till next week for that so that she can say, you know. But I will say that Leanne really missed an opportunity with not using something hand-related.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, Leanne had all these lines that she could have used, and she did nothing. So I'm just...
What's her thing? Something about the bull and...
Yeah, something like, I'm all barking. All bull. I don't know. Something where I was like, literally all she just had to say was like, they're just fans. And everybody would be like, best tagline ever.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk Orange County.
Great.
Who's your favorite? Who are you liking? Who do you not like? Do you like Shannon Bedore?
I do like Shannon Bedore. I've always liked Shannon Bedore. I feel like she is very real. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting because I saw like a flashback photo of like when she first joined.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like a completely different person.
Her face even is like, it's so crazy. Like the fact of like, her nose is so much, everything's just so much more pronounced because she was so almost like gaunt. I like Shannon Bedore with a little flesh on her.
Yeah.
I'm into her. I think, I agree. People always ask
and
why
I
we're.
I have to say, I love this new like Shannon Vicky, like, oh, it's Shannon Vicky Bedore.
No, Shannon Kelly Bedore.
Sorry.
I know. I'm loving their
Shannon and Kelly, love it.
I think that they need a spinoff of a dating show.
Yeah.
We've talked about it multiple times, how Shannon got her groove back. That is the show for Shannon. Maybe Kelly's a sidekick, or maybe it's just Shannon and Kelly Bedore.
Right.
And they're like the odd couple that move in together.
From Shannon to Kelly.
Wow, you went old school.
I did,
from
right?
Wow, you very high on that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I like that, though. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I like that they got wasted in L.A. Shannon and Kelly like to come to L.A. a lot and get wasted. They like to go to Catch. They like to go to Craig's.
Oh.
They love that little Melrose area.
Yeah, they love that little Melrose.
Mm-hmm, but they've never seen that at Zinc, and I feel like they would really prosper at Zinc.
I feel like they would, but I think they love, like, a closed-door experience.
Yeah, like, where they're, like, the elite and...
Yeah.
Us plebes are on the other side.
Yeah, they can sit at a booth in the corner and just, like, judge.
Yeah, maybe, okay, so not Zinc, but, like, Ciccone's is their jam.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, I like that. I was trying to figure out, in my mind, I thought that Kelly was driving somewhere. I, like, didn't connect what they were doing.
No.
And I was like, where is Kelly driving them to? And I was like, why does Kelly have two car seats in her back seat?
Right.
Did you notice that? I was like, what, whose kids are these? And then I realized, I mean, all of you pointed out to me, that they were in an Uber and the Uber had car seats.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Sense. They must Uber back and forth all the time.
They have to. And those Ubers are expensive.
And also long.
Like they're,
you have to leave at the right. Now we sound like.
I know. Now we're like the Californians.
Californians. Hey,
but really,
take the 405 and get off that Mulholland where you belong.
Get the hell out of here, Stuart. But yeah, I really like the relationship, and I think that it's. They've really blossomed together because they're going through this experience.
Yeah.
Like, when they were in L.A. and they were talking, saying, like, they're both lonely.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, we got out of
the relationship. Shannon ordered a Chopin soda.
What was that?
I don't know. I was like, really? Of all the vodkas you could order.
Oh, it's the name of a vodka?
It's the name of a vodka.
What happened to Tito's?
Exactly.
Tito's.
She also orders Kettle all the time. And also... Grey Goose.
I've literally never heard... I thought that it was
I was like, this is a plug. This is a plug for Chopin.
Interesting, because I still didn't know what it was. I was like, is that like a type of ice? I don't know. All these housewives
want
different
kinds
of ice.
I haven't tasted it. It makes me think of Chopin-y yogurt, so.
Is it a new vodka?
I don't know. Maybe need to taste test it.
Interesting. Okay.
Along with some morning recovery.
People get really.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about
the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free with Whey. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Mad at us when we try to show things. And I'm like, we only promote things that we really like.
Legit, haven't tried it yet.
No, I have.
May taste like poo.
No, it's great. Oh my gosh. No. Okay. So then we go to Vicky, and Vicky's in her office, and she's talking about the bird tapping, and she's like, I think it's my mother. It could be my father. Yeah. It's always here. I feed it daily, and it's always here.
Like, I feel like Vicky would be a great star of like a Hitchcock spinoff of a remake of The Birds.
No, Vicky is like, needs to be Grey Gardens, yes, or like Rear Window, or like something where she's just like a crazy person, because it's like...
Because she is.
Brianna... And Ryan, I'm so happy for you guys moving away. Michael is not happy.
No. I love the line of like, Michael and I have gotten really close over the last 5 to 10 years.
And then he's like, and Michael's like, oh yeah, we got a dog sitter for when we go to Europe. And she's like, can I come? And he goes, you could get dinner with us. We could get dinner one night in Europe. Yeah. Like, oh, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Yeah. Okay.
No way.
And it's just funny because it's like Michael's the VP. Mm-hmm. Michael bought a condo with her help.
Okay, but also he lives in Pacific Beach.
Yeah, so I don't believe I believe they have a Kodo office in San Diego.
They have to.
And so then he drives up every so often to go to that office.
And to shoot Real Housewives.
But, like, he clearly hates his mom.
Yeah.
Like,
clearly. Well, clearly, also, he wouldn't work at, like, a tiny desk outside of her office.
He's, like, the VP of the company. It's like, Vicky.
I will open the Pacific Beach brand.
He's like, I could just do it from my home office. Right, like, I never need to go anywhere.
Yeah, dive bar to dive bar.
Also, what's really funny, too, is a lot of you have been sending us DMs, is that Steve Lodge has gone on an Instagram follow kick. So basically, anybody who's commented on a housewife's photo, not even Vicky's, but I believe it's probably like a certain hashtag, is there's a bot now that is Steve Lodge that like he just starts following anybody. So he's been going on a spree, and it's been a Bravo-holics. Like, everybody's been like, why is Steve following me? What's happening? Like,
weird.
What is he doing? So check in a week, because I wonder if he's doing Peggy from Peggy who... What is this Instagram? Yeah. I know no Instagram.
Is it Peggy Thanos?
Yeah. No, Peggy. That's Peggy from like season 5.
Oh.
Peggy Sulahi.
Oh, Sulahi. Sorry.
But you know who she is.
Uh-huh.
I do.
I
know.
I do.
You know the players, not the names.
I know. It's true.
Still trying to figure out
I kind of black them out. It's just like every year you watch Survivor, Big Brother, and then you're like, you start the next season, and you're like, I couldn't tell you one person that was on it the other.
Yeah, no, I like thinking we also watch Big Brother too, which we love. But like, yeah, there's always the archetype of like, yeah, what was like that annoying girl? And it's like, oh, there's all annoying girls.
All
like,
terrible.
What was the jock? I mean, I will say, sorry, side note, I'm loving Brett on Big Brother.
He is playing a very good game right now.
Yeah, and Tyler, I'm really into.
Yeah,
too.
Tyler, I thought was gonna be just like a total airhead, but. Mm-hmm.
I know. He's bringing it.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, back to
the finale.
Yeah, back to our regularly scheduled program, because as everybody knows, we have ADD, and when I have a guest,
we have too much reality television to gossip about.
I literally, like, Are You the One starts tonight, and I'm like, where do I find the time to do all of this?
Can't do it. Can we talk about that kitschy store those ladies went to?
The antique store?
Yes.
The whole scene was very strange to me, because I guess I'm confused, because... Did Gina just move to Orange County? Because her whole thing is like, I'm from New York, and like I talk like this, and like I'm
over this great store.
Yeah, but it was like she's just like all the women are Orange County, like they're just like fucked up to your face, like they'll or behind your back, and like all these things. And I'm like, Gina, I don't think you just moved here. No. Like, I think your but husband also, is from
Orange
County.
But also, is this one of her favorite stores? Because I had such judgment. Also, friend Tatiana was wearing, like, a babushka
head. I'm trying to figure out, like, when they tape this. Because, like, they're all in, like, these winter clothes and, like, fur yeah. and, like, scarves yeah. and hats. And I'm like... I literally live here.
No,
it's not that cold.
No, also they don't pump the AC that much in these.
No, like, and what kind of like I? Why were you buying a hutch for your housekeeper or your nanny? Like
right, it was
your
very
nanny
confusing.
Doesn't want a hutch.
No, like
just give her the money
or give her a week off.
Yeah, give her a week off and give her money. She doesn't want the hutch. Like thank yeah. you very much, but yeah. she doesn't need that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the big thing. Like, oh, so then we have Tamara and Shannon. Tamara's getting a little jealous that Shannon's spending all this okay. time with Kelly.
Rewind, though.
Okay.
They have to have their scene searching for fitness equipment
right.
for Shannon to buy for her house. What?
Well, I did like where she's like, well, David took the bike. And we're like, of course
yeah,
he did
yeah,
because that was,
yeah.
his one
yeah,
true
of course,
love.
Yeah.
But, like, finally, because we've been saying, too, why will Tamara not give Shannon, like, a free membership to
yeah.
Cut Fitness,
yeah.
right? But now she's saying Shannon can come there. We yeah. know Shannon's never going to buy that
she's
equipment.
Never.
No. And you know what? We like fat Shannon. She's
yeah.
not fat. She's not fat.
Yeah.
But like we like meat on her bones
yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah.
So I just, it's just like funny when it's like, okay, what we're going to do.
Thick as thieves
yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah. Thick as thieves Shannon. That's perfect. Yes. But it's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to set the scene. I'm going to go shopping for fitness
yeah.
because I'm trying to like get my life back.
Yeah.
You're going to come in because you're the fitness expert. You don't have a belly button, but that's okay. You want
to come. But your leg is, or your foot's broken, so you have to go on and on drawing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then also pretend that you can still do like different.
Okay. I will say though, when Tamara, okay, guys, you know how I feel about Tamara. When do I start hating her this season? Because I'm really liking her. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what's happening. But she's showing us on that machine some move. Her body is so fit. Like,
yeah.
I was watching, like, these muscles when she's going
yeah.
back. And I was
yeah.
like, literally, when I do that, I have armpit fat.
Yeah.
Like, her body is amazing. Shannon could take some notes. Shannon should go to Cut Fitness because she should have Tamara train her.
Yeah.
Just saying. Thickest thieves, Shannon. You're looking great. You're
well,
looking great.
Well, Shannon will shed her weight in tears. So.
Yeah, and Shannon also dropped 160 when she dropped that fucking loser, Beady Bedore. I hate him so much.
Yeah.
I hate him. But so Tamara was saying, like, oh, I feel left out. Like, you don't call me. You didn't call Eddie. Like, you're just kind of, like, living this life without me now.
And then they cut to, like, her wasted out and about.
But when Tamara was saying, like, you know, that wasn't a good look, I was like, thank you, Shannon, for saying you just got drunk, jumped in a hot tub, and broke your foot.
Right.
Like, don't tell me. Like,
yeah.
That's when I did begin to hate Tamara a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. I did not like that. I was like, it's single Shannon. Like, let her live her
yeah,
life.
Like, she needs to get her groove back.
Yeah. I also just love, like, as I said, love drunk Shannon and Kelly.
Yes, I think
it's
they're
like,
great.
Like, let them live it up.
Let them
whoop it up, okay?
Perfect. Okay, so the main, like, party this, you know, this episode was Gina was hosting a poker night at her house.
No, Emily was.
That's right, because I got their names wrong.
Hey, got
wow,
it right, right?
Wow, and you know what? People would have gotten so mad at me.
I know, that's
you.
What I'm here for.
I'm so sorry.
It's Emily, the copyright attorney by day, party planner by night.
What is a copyright attorney? I was like, so were you like...
There's copyright law.
I guess I just didn't. I've like never heard that so specific. Which
yeah.
I guess I should have because
yeah.
at the end Eddie was telling us like when you go to a when you're getting a divorce you don't go to a criminal lawyer
you
go
to
someone
a divorce
who
attorney.
Specializes
yeah.
in divorce.
Yeah.
So I guess I would go to her for copyright.
Yeah.
Infringement.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
There's lots of copyright.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So Emily's hosting. What did you think? I have this theory that they're really trying to make these shows like almost more like. Familial, so like they're trying to bring in the families
mm-hmm.
of everyone.
Yeah.
So we got today, we had met them before, but we got more of the sister-in-law.
Yeah.
More
who
of
lives
Perry.
Across the street. Shireen.
So does Shireen live with Perry? The
it's,
mom
it's
lives with Shireen?
It's confusing. I was confused.
Okay, and when Shane left the house with the kids, which also I'd like to state that Shane was wearing like khaki or black shorts with high top Converse and then tall socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this just doesn't work,
no.
Shane.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even the least problem about
sure.
it. But when he left, I was like, did he just go across the street to Perry and Shireen?
I mean, they must have.
I also thought that Shireen was like a waitress because she was wearing like a white and black outfit. And
it
was like,
odd.
I was like, who is this?
She was just like there.
Yeah. And to get drunk with Gina.
Yes.
Gina and her got very,
very
drunk.
Very drunk on cinnamon whiskey.
I'm like, so we're all drinking Fireball, right? And when they're like,
I was like, so Fireball's not a sponsor right now. You guys don't want to give them any airtime, and they're right? all just like sipping it down.
I know. That's why I was like, are they meaning to say Fireball? But they were like, oh, yeah. This tastes delicious. Yeah. Oh, wow. What did you think about Shannon's poker suit?
Yay.
Loved it. I love a good costume.
Yeah. I mean, she, I will say, went out for it.
I mean, listen, we had episode one. They went to that ropes course and Shannon showed up in a helmet. She always dresses
for
the right.
It's her kitschy way of being like, you know.
Like, I'm fun, top of the morning. Yeah. Like, she's just like, she's fun Shannon. She's enjoying herself.
I love fun Shannon. So.
I just wish that she would do it with, like, more people.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, let's all dress up.
Yeah, because.
I mean, I did.
Or if, like, her and Kelly dressed up in, like, matching.
Could you imagine? The camera would be so pissed. And Vicky would have, like, been like, oh.
Yeah.
She would not have happened. Okay, so then it was like funny though. So we're like all sitting at dinner, and by we all day.
Yep.
And Gina is like so impressed. She's like, I can't believe you have a chef and shit. You're gangster. And I was like, this girl's getting wasted tonight. Like, I can just see like the wheels turning. And I'm like, all I'm thinking is like, she's 33. Like, she's basically our age.
Yeah.
Like, we go out on the weekends and we drink. Like, she has like three kids. Her husband too. Well, ex-husband.
She's
he is hot as shit. There's some like good. Like, he might compete for like the hottest guy, the hottest Bravo husband. Except that he's not one anymore.
Yeah,
but that's besides the fact.
Yeah.
But she's like, she's too young for this cast. Like, Megan King Edmonds was fine because I think like her husband.
She's an
older.
Old soul. She's an old soul.
Yeah, and Jimmy was like friends with Heather and Terry, so like that kind of made sense, but like Gina just doesn't fit.
No,
and she just.
But I feel she's stirring the pot a bit, but also she's just making she's turning into like a little Gretchen Rossi-esque.
Oh, and you do not want that.
No, and they're like okay, like we're just gonna let you dig your own grave here. Okay,
they're like, okay, go ahead and play in the playpen over there. Yeah. You do you
enjoy yourself.
The adults are gonna go outside and talk.
Yes, sit with Shireen and drink some more Fireball shots. And...
Okay, what did you think about? So, obviously, like, it was brought up again. They bring up this Vicky fight and this Kelly thing. What are your thoughts on Vicky versus Kelly?
I literally wrote that down to ask you.
Okay. So, my thoughts are, Vicky's in the wrong. Uh-huh. And Kelly would just move on if Vicky was
I completely agree. It's just, it's literally insane.
Like, but when Vicky is so defensive. And I appreciated Shannon stepping up and being like, no, you know what, Vicky? Like, when you do this sort of thing, like, it would really upset me. Because... What she had to say, Mary thinks like, oh, you know, if you're, I might be putting words into Mary's mouth, but like, it's like, oh, you know, if you're better friends with that person, then like, it's not that big of a deal. But like, she knows she's shooting with Kelly and she knows that this is going to be some sort of drama. So maybe that's why she's doing it. But it's like, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't.
It's like, it was like we needed the storyline to start it up.
And I felt bad for Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Though I did love just looking at like the four like original... Or the
from
OG,
last
yeah, the last yeah. seed, the yeah. la, the OGs of the last season, sitting on one side of one couch, and then Emily just like sitting on the other couch by herself.
It was kind
of
funny.
And then like Emily's mom like trying to get in on the OG.
Terry would not leave Kelly.
No.
She's like, Kelly, get my number from Emily. and then Kelly just like puts Perry's head on her boobs and is like, oh, you're so sweet. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, Perry. I want to party with you, but if you're going to be attached
to me... I really wanted to see, like, Perry and, like, Mama D.
Well, so, our thing is, we want to get all of, like, the moms. Could you imagine? So, you've got Perry.
Yep.
You've got Mama D.
Yeah.
You've got Dale.
Yeah.
Tinsley's mom. You put Pat Altschul in there. You don't watch Southern Charm, so you don't know.
I know those movies, though.
You put Mama Joyce. Oh, my gosh. I have to show you.
Right?
I got some pajamas.
Oh, my gosh.
But you've got Mama Joyce from Atlanta.
Mama Elsa, RIP.
Is she dead?
Yeah.
Are we sure? People are saying that. I don't know if she's dead.
Okay. I thought she did pass away.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Okay.
What other moms are there? There's somebody.
Vicky's mom, RIP.
Oh, that is an RIP.
Yeah, that's it. That's a.
No, there's. No, not yet. She hasn't died yet.
Oh, she hasn't?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
There's no article saying she's died.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go with she's okay.
Yes.
We're going to say she's
She'll be there.
Yeah. And then
you'll find out from your fans.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys will tell us. And I want you to, please.
Okay. Yes.
But I needed Perry to go away. I wanted the four of them to talk. I wanted Vicky just to take blame. When Shanna was saying, Vicky has this way of basically going around in a circle and not really apologizing, but just saying to move on. I'm like, it's so true.
But then watching them also just puffing on these cigars was also.
Okay. Between that and Monique from Potomac, she's a cigar smoker. And I'm like, I don't know. Women smoking cigars is a very strange thing for me to see. Yeah. I don't know why. I'm into it. If you, that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I don't care. But I don't know. Even men smoking cigars, I'm like, I don't get it. It's 70 cigarettes.
It's not for me.
It's not for me either. No, I think I probably take one puff and then I throw up.
Yeah. You know, the first time I smoked a cigar,
what?
It was at my work party and they were handing them out with it was cigar girls handing them out. And
cutting them.
Yeah, a colleague of mine was because I just took one and I just put it in my pocket to look cool and everything. And then a colleague came over and he's like, oh, you need to we need to get that lit for you. And so he comes and he's like, hey, do you have a cutter and a lighter? And some woman came over and cut the cigar and lit it. And he's like, okay, so I'm going to light it for you. And I was like, okay. And I thought it was a bong and you just breathe in as much. And then I literally just had took it like a bong hit.
Oh my God, right.
I had a giant hacking cough.
Oh no.
And
they're like, you don't inhale
completely
that.
Completely embarrassed myself.
And now you're the head of your department. So everything works out. Jason might be one of my most successful friends, guys. Uh-huh. Okay. So let's go back. I want to talk about...
Pusses?
Yes. I was actually going to ask if you were going to buy Shannon Bedore's food from QVC.
Oh. You know what?
Would you like to support Shannon Bedore?
I would go through a taste test.
Okay. So basically you mean you want me to buy it and you'll test it? Okay. Just to clarify.
And I'll wash it down with some morning recovery.
Oh my God, Jason. Oh gosh. Okay. So let's talk about them. So they moved to the poker table.
Uh-huh.
And now people are starting to get lit.
Yeah.
And Gina is getting lit, clearly. What was the favorite? Okay, so this is what I was dying for.
Well, she just had she was just holding an empty shot glass, watching everyone else sipping it. And let's be honest, if that was actually Fireball, they should have all shot it. Come on.
Fireball's $14.99. Yeah. It's not a sipper.
No, this is not some tequila Patron 1942. Yeah.
It's like Centauri time. Centauri, from
we're gonna sip this Papa vodka.
Exactly. It's oh wow. Have you ever had vodka from a plastic? Yes, it's the best. Just throw an ice cube in there and just sip. That's exactly what. But I was dying though, because as they are walking to the table, Kelly says her motto is basically, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. And Gina chimes in and says, I think that's my husband's motto too. And I was like, she clearly went on this show to get away from him. Yeah. She is dropping us little hints episode after episode. And
you can tell she's like, oh my gosh, I don't know my kids tonight or my husband. I can get wasted. Naked wasted.
Don't get me started on naked wasted. We had a bonus episode about that. And in the times of hashtag me too, this would not hold up.
It would not.
Okay. But I love that because basically we're saying, she just was telling us, guys, I'm getting a divorce because my husband cheats on me where he lives in Northern Ireland.
Yeah. It's true.
So then, yes, Gina gets wasted. She's like, you guys are pusses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would that, if someone called you a puss, would that make you want to drink more or drink less? What sort of reverse psychology is she having on you? Or is it regular psychology?
Well, it's just like, I don't want to be associated with you, so.
It's always like, but here's me. I'm like, I actually want to sit closer to her.
Yeah.
Because if she's more wasted than I am, I look sober.
You look so good.
I'm telling you, at any work party, I'm always like, who's the drunkest person? I'm going to
Shireen tried and it didn't work, so.
Yeah, Shireen, you're not getting casted.
No,
sorry. I'll watch a spinoff of Perry, though. You can be, you can be a part of it, though.
Yeah, completely.
Okay, and then they're saying, whoever has the best Botox has the best poker face, and Gina gets drunk and is like, I have my natural face. It's like, you're 33.
Right.
Granted, I know friends that have Botox. Yeah. And
Shannon was trying to defend. She's like, I've only had it like 5 times.
Yeah. And I was like, Shannon, you've had 3 nose jobs. It's okay. Yeah. Like,
I also loved Shannon walking into the house in her sunglasses. Like barely could see tripping up. Yeah.
Like, God bless Shannon Bedore. She needs to go back to Shannon Storms. That's her maiden name. Let's bring her back, though. I'm into that.
I love that.
Right? And if she needs to fall back on a meteorology job, she's got it.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't think she wants to follow in, like, the Stormy Daniels footsteps, so.
But Stormy Daniels
versus Storms.
Well, okay. I mean, you've taken it a different route.
I want her
to be a weather girl. I want her to take, remember when Gretchen and Alexis were fighting over Fox 5?
Yep.
In seasons previous? Yes. I want Shannon to now go work for Fox 5 as the weather girl and be like, let's discuss who really won Fox 5.
Yeah.
So that's what I want.
I'm down with that.
Okay. So what did you...
Warm front coming in.
Perfect. Okay, so I also felt really bad when Kelly told us. Well, Kelly also... So Kelly shared a lot this episode.
She did.
She shared that Houston Rocket asked her out on a date.
Yeah.
She shared that the guy, the old man from dinner, has scrotox and his dick does not look as old as his face does. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then she also told us she was all alone on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. That was sad.
That cut to the core.
That I was like, ugh.
And I was like... Where was Shannon?
Yeah.
This is why they need to move in together.
Yeah.
The odd couple. I felt bad.
If you know that you have a friend who's there, like, alone on Thanksgiving, it's like, come on.
And then Vicky inviting Michael. Yeah. Like, you don't invite... He does not matter.
She drew her, like, line in the sand at that point.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But then, so the party ends, basically. And then the next day, Shane and Emily are talking, and Shane's like... Well, Gino is really loud. Yeah. Like Emily tells us, he basically yelled, "Get her out!"
I hate him.
He's just. I think he thinks he's being funny.
I completely dislike him.
Yeah. Well, somebody has to replace Slade,
right.
Jim Bellino, Simon,
Brooks.
Yeah, like, we've had so many shitty men on this show. Shane's like they're all there, and then Shane's like, "Hold my beer," you know, when he says like, and. Gina's basically saying, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I have young kids, too, so I know how obnoxious that was. And, like, Shane wasn't understanding. Like, he was like, well, she can owe me an apology. No.
No.
No. No.
Pass.
But you
know that they're blowing this one out, like into a thing when it's, like, not really a thing.
You know, they always have to have whatever the gate is. So this is going to be, like, loud gate.
Yeah.
And then
cackling women.
Yeah, he said, loud cackling older women is not my cup of tea. I'm like, well, then you signed up for the wrong show, Shane. Why don't you go to the library and go past the bar?
Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah, over him. I also, this is like why I was like, oh my God, what is happening to my soul? Like, I kind of felt bad for Tamara with this whole Eddie and Aphid thing. I get, like, she's kind of being a little annoying, being like, are you scared? Are you nervous? Like, you should be fine. And he's like, can we just, like, not talk about it?
Yeah.
And then it didn't work.
It also just feels, it's one of those things where it's, like, it's a little weird to be watching this, like, play out.
Yes.
And you can tell, like, he's kind of sitting there in the front of the car, like, either nervous beforehand or afterward, like, I don't really want to talk about this because I'm also, like, hopped up on a lot of drugs.
Yeah. And so, and then after she's like, oh, do you want a second opinion? He's probably, like, still somewhat sedated. Yeah. It's just like, Can I live?
Yeah.
So I felt a little bad, but I also thought she was a little annoying. So I guess I'm like 50-50 there. Like, but when I need to start hating her because it's throwing things off for me.
Can I put something out there? I think this is going to be Tamara's last season.
Pray tell.
Yeah, I just have this feeling that she is really stretching it hard, and
she doesn't really have a storyline.
No, there doesn't feel like there's much story left to tell.
And, like, we don't need any more seasons of Rainey Ryan.
She had her fairy tale wedding.
Yep. She's had the wedding. She opened the gym. She did the bodybuilding. What was even her thing last? Like,
Eddie being gay.
Oh, that. Thank you. Yes. And now they're all getting along, and it doesn't work.
No.
I've been wanting Tamara off. Tamara basically sold her soul when she wouldn't leave the show for, one, her daughter, who mm-hmm. doesn't speak to her,
right.
and two, to try to save her marriage with Simon. She was like, no. So Simon was a dick, so I'm glad she's out of that relationship, but I'm just saying.
But
like,
you knew that she picked sides here. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah,
we all saw those Facebook posts.
Yeah. That's,
or I did.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to the finale.
To the grand finale.
Oh, it just, like we were saying last week, we did not like last week's episode. No. It felt like filler, yeah. But it was like this week delivered.
It was.
Giovanni. Oh, I love your dress, Giovanni. And it was like Bethany at one point.
Durand.
Yeah. Bye, Durin. Yeah, but like
Bethany. I felt like that was me though. Like Giovanni in the back of the hashtag Lou and Friends.
Oh my god.
Show.
It was just so like. The whole thing was so funny because like, all I'm thinking is like that's opening night, right? Yeah. And it happened to like, could you imagine being at Feinstein's for opening night and then you're like, and they're shooting the finale right. here? Like, are
all
you kidding?
All these women
me?
Are there like faking to be friends with each other.
It was the whole thing was like so interesting. So it's like setting the scene. Is Billy Stritch Elaine Stritch's son?
No, I'm very curious about that.
I feel like there has to be some sort of connection.
I loved his line, or it was Ben. Like Luann needing to have to go home and remember everyone's name.
Oh my gosh, I know. It was like sound check. Lou, so we said, like, Lou had a very busy day. She got a mammogram that day, which is when she was texting back and forth with Dorinda.
Yeah.
Then she had a sound check. Yeah. Then she had to go prep for the show. And then she had this huge show and after party and all this. Like, it's a lot to fit in one day.
I mean, taking on the cabaret has been exhausting.
Yeah, and so here's my... I need somebody to tell me what the difference between a cabaret and burlesque is.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking Sonia was going the burlesque route.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And she kept saying like she needs to show some TNA. Yeah. And I was like, literally none of us need to see it.
No, at all.
Did we? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But there was all the speculation of like, did she or didn't she? And we're like, it looks like she did. But now this episode definitely confirms she did.
But I have to say, I just wrote down at one point, I love Sonia. She is delivering the season. Oh,
I
have found her so delightful to watch on screen. She's completely out of her mind.
That's true.
But
she's better than she was like last season.
Yes.
Like, I think she's just
or like the toaster oven Sonia. At least she's just like embraced her just like insanity, like Grey Gardens kookiness.
Yeah, I agree. I agree on that. I think it's interesting because this season was so enjoyable and I felt like everybody was just bringing it. Like, I'm sad that Carol's leaving, but like, that's fine.
It's
like,
okay.
I think Sonia.
She has had a very good run. She's going out in style.
And maybe joining The View.
Maybe joining The View.
But I thought Sonia almost needs to be like a Tinsley character, right? Where like Tinsley's there for like the comic.
Uh-huh.
That's what Sonia needs to be. Like, Sonia cannot be Bethany's peer.
No.
It does not work.
You can tell that Bethany definitely has tried to, like, align it because she's like, well, this is my only friend that I can that I can take on.
Yeah. So we also got to see a lot of Lou's family members today. So we saw Victoria where I was like, can somebody get her a wet brush?
Yeah.
Her hair is a disaster. Yes. We saw Lou's mom.
Yeah.
We saw Lou's sister who literally is Lou's mom reincarnated.
Yes.
And I'm like, what's going, like, what did Lou do? Because she looks totally different from them.
Yeah.
Hey, but I love them.
Hey, she went to rehab.
Do you like this dress? I just lost 10 pounds of rehab and my ass looks great. With the beatboxer in the back.
Oh my god.
I loved it. But so
she also had those, literally, it was like every joke with the same beat.
Yeah, like all these jokes that she told on that. And like, I'm so glad we didn't see this episode before because we literally got the exact same jokes when we saw it. Which is fine. Yeah. It's part of the show. But I was like, I wouldn't have mind Sonia being there. I wouldn't have mind the Real Housewives.
Do you think she's going to start a line of Cabaret Red lipstick?
Yes. I think she will. I think she's... Well, Lou's going to take this act on the road as long as she can.
Oh, come on.
She's going to take
gonna
it...
ham it up. Also...
I don't know what friend she's
got. I mean, I wasn't on your episode when you talked about the recap of us there.
Yeah.
But she literally was on the stage for 7 minutes of the entire time.
That's being generous.
I know.
Four max. Like... But it looked like at this show, too, like, she had a bunch of guests.
Yeah.
I tried to write down
what
like the guests
Rachel
were.
It was, like, Rachel Dratch, Laura Benanti, and then people I've never heard of.
Bridget Everett.
Oh, yeah. Bridget
and
Everett, I love.
A tap dancer. And then I thought Andrew Keegan was who she said. And I was like, oh, wow,
and
Camp Nowhere.
Yeah. And there's this guy showed up, and I was like, I've literally never seen him before. No.
Never. But Bridget Everett, I enjoyed when she stuck Sonia's head in her boobs.
Turtle Time titties.
Turtle Time titties. That was great. But let's talk about the fashions because everybody thought they had to come in sequence.
Let's be quite honest. Dorinda and Carol completely planned their outfit beforehand.
Well, Dorinda was giving me like Michelle Pfeiffer Scarface mixed with Jumbo the Clown.
It was crazy.
It was blue eyeshadow, a pink lip, a bright sequin jumper, and
that
then,
was like high waisted, weird.
Yes, and then a white fur. And I was like,
yeah,
almost. And then I was like, she could be a modern day wife of Scarface. Yeah. Though. Like, John could be Scarface.
But then when she was pretending to be like a waitress from her waitress days, really was just owning. It was like part of the outfit. Yeah.
I was like, I would like a glass of that champagne it looks like it's like the 12.99.
Yeah, she was very good at entertaining.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But yeah, then Carol came in with her sequins like, oh, we're dressed alike? Yeah. It's like, you guys don't act like you don't have a group text where everybody's texting
it's
what
like,
they're wearing.
It's like, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? Okay, I'm going to wear this like beaded, bedazzled mess.
And then we're getting the drama of Luann said that Scott could come, but John can't come. He's only invited to the after party. I don't have seats for him and
I
all
just,
this.
I just don't understand why if you're Dorinda and you really wanted John to come that much, why you wouldn't either A, just like force him to.
Right.
Or B, like, why you wouldn't have asked, like, you know, weeks in advance.
Right. It's like, she almost was, like, waiting for the drama. But I want to clarify, John was at the after party.
Right.
There was a scene where we just see a bit of him because they couldn't cut him out. Because obviously the editors are trying to make it seem like John's not there at all.
Yeah.
He's clearly there, and he's wearing a maroon sweater, and there's just a brief scene of him, so he's there.
Yeah.
That's all. I need to get that out.
Yeah.
It was really bothering me, and I just felt like it was, like, did you really want John there? Because none of the other girls brought a boyfriend.
No!
They didn't bring, Scott was out of town. So, like, what you're... It's like, when you're in a group of girls and somebody brings their boyfriend, we're always like, why is he here?
Right.
Like, it changes the dynamic. So, you were never going to bring John. And I'm sure there was an emergency at Madame Paulette, and he had to do, like, a last-minute dry cleaning anyway. So, I feel like it's fine.
Yeah.
She just was, like, fighting to fight. Because she got her those Giovanni dresses.
Giovanni
dresses. The guy from SNL. She dressed Andy Samberg. Now he's going to dress Lou.
She is literally, Giovanni's, like, just going to turn into, like, the high brand couture now.
I mean, so my friend Danny Pellegrino did an interview with Dorinda. She said that they basically did, like, a lot of, like, prom dressing. They do, like, a lot of pageant dresses. And I was like, oh. But she said that they're really expensive, so they actually gave those to Lou for a show. She didn't have to buy them. So, like, Dorinda did do her a nice favor, but it's like...
Did her a solid.
What is Lou supposed to do? Like, stop in the middle of the show and be like, oh, these are from Dorinda. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
like,
Giovanni.
Yeah, exactly. But, okay. So, I was also loving that before the show, too, as Lou is doing these, like, voice exercises, she's like... She's like, it calms me. I'm like, oh my god, it breaks everybody's ears.
Yeah, it's soothing to her, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't to me.
No, at all. Also, I just love, you know, as those ladies are starting to, like, you know, peck, peck, peck.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Get out of
here. Where Carol, like, Carol makes Dorinda switch seats with
completely.
Her.
Completely.
Yeah.
And then like, Dorinda's, like, Tinsley stirs her up. Carol
Don't
stirs
be mad
her
at
up.
Me, but.
No. And here you go. Serving down a
what
platter.
Was Carol's, like, line, too? She said, oh, my new motto is that everyone should know everything. Transparency. And I was like, oh, Carol's going out with a bang. Dorinda, just switch seats with me. I want to actually talk to Bethany for once. I was like, oh, no.
I know. But then, like, Luann comes on stage and Dorinda is just seething. She's literally about to, like, bite her lip off. Like,
she just is like, pour me another glass of champagne and I'm just going to stare her down. Like, I was... Like, you do not want to be on Dorinda's bad side. Like, that, and then her reaction at the after party where she was like, I was dying what she said. What did she say? She's like, don't worry about it. Love the show. Love the dresses. Love you, Mike Scott. Have a great night. Congratulations. Later, Lou. I just
bye, Dorinda.
And I was like, literally, I just, like, literally do not want to be on Dorinda's bad side. Like, I'm frightened of her. Apparently they're still estranged. Like, they haven't talked, you know, Mary told us the other week that they haven't talked till like March or May or whenever that last episode was. Like, it's a lot.
But I have to say, just watching it, I felt like I was reliving a nightmare being at that actual show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why could I have watched this episode and not spend $90 on a
ticket? I know. People are like, ask us, they're like, is it worth going? And I'm like, if you're fine with it being a little overpriced.
No, it's not.
It's fun, but yeah, Lou's on there for 7 minutes being generous. So it doesn't, if you're looking for something to do and that's like your big event
have to
for
say,
the month.
I have to say, Shoshana Bean was fantastic.
Yeah, but she's only a friend in LA. Yeah. Only an LA friend. Right. Okay, so what also, I'm trying to think, the Ramona and Bethany fight.
Yes.
So Carol and Bethany are finally having a normal conversation where you're almost like, they want to be friends again.
Yeah.
I was kind of into it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather them, like, their fights were just dumb. So I'm fine with them being friends if they want to, but obviously they're clearly not. And then Ramona just comes up and she's like, why can't I be here? Should I come back in 1 minute, 2 minutes? How about 5 minutes? And Bethany just looks her, call my secretary and set an appointment. And I'm like, here we go. And you could just see the wheels in Ramona's face.
Uh-huh.
Like, everything starts like twitching on her. She's like,
she just
wow.
Starts squinting.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Okay, Bethany.
Yeah. She's like, I can't believe this. And I was like, okay. And I got mad at Bethany last week for not showing up to Ramona's things. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm glad she owned it at that point where she was like, it's never come to fruition. Like, I don't need to go. Like, I heard what she said. I've noted it. And then I don't need an open explanation.
I mean, the noted was kind of...
No, great. Like, she was being, like,
most condescending.
She was being a little passive-aggressive. But, like, I was like, okay, at least she had the excuse then. Because I feel like a lot of times they make up the excuses later. Like, well, I wasn't going to go to that because of this. But Bethany's like, no, I literally wasn't going to go to
that.
Yeah,
sorry. It's okay.
I was okay with that.
But Ramona loves the drums. To be honest, I would say hasn't been Ramona's season, I will say.
No, but in a good way.
In a good way. Like, I've really enjoyed her there.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought she got so much shit for her remodel of her place last
week. Oh, yeah.
What did
you think of that?
I thought her place was really nice. Like, yeah, she bought it all online, but I buy a lot of stuff online.
Well, Lou was clearly jelly.
Oh, completely. And they were like, she was like, oh, my God, like, look. They're still like this part hasn't been finished. This part, and it's like, it's just getting finished being remodeled. So,
you know, Lou's had
cut her a break.
Lou's had her problems. It's like interesting. Like, this season was more about Luann's own issues, and then it was Bethany versus Carol. That was the main
thing.
And it's interesting now that Carol's out. It's like, what's next season going to be?
Know.
Is Bethany going to come back next season? Because
are we going to have a Jill Zarin?
So does this now open up Jill to come back so her and Bethany have that connection of having, like, basically being, like, widows.
Yeah, it's true.
Not, like, I could be okay with that dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, not to exploit what's happened because it's very sad, but, like, I don't think Bethany can't not come back.
No.
But she obviously needs time.
Yeah.
But I think that Jill might actually be a good person for her to lean on.
Oy.
I would be into that.
Yeah.
And I think Jill is in a better place.
Jill
to
is
come
also
back.
Just opening the door to, like, some Kelly Ben Simone.
No, we don't need anything. No KKB. I mean,
let's do some Scary Island.
We did a recap of that. I'm sure you've listened to
it. Of course.
Very much so.
Yes.
This is your favorite podcast to listen to.
Yep.
But okay, so here's what I found funny too. So
please.
Obviously we're getting, it's the last episode, so we're getting all the, like, where are they now sort of deal. Everyone but Lou had to do with moving.
Yes.
So we had Dorinda selling an apartment. Ramona selling her apartment. Bethany found a tenant for her house in the Hamptons.
Yep.
Carol and Bethany think they'll find their sweet spot again. And Carol's moving on.
Yes.
Sonia found a tenant for her Grey Gardens house. Tinsley's moving out of the penthouse and into a smaller hotel. And it's like, well, Lou had a stumble and went back to rehab.
Right.
Like, everyone else.
Wah, wah.
But then I did like Tinsley's pillows that she gave to Lou. And someone DM'd us earlier, too. It was, like, cracking up, being like, did Craig make those for Tinsley to give to Lou?
Oh,
you don't watch
gosh.
Southern Charm, so
no.
You don't know. But those that you do.
That joke hits.
Yeah. That joke, everybody's laughing right now. You can't hear them, but they all think it's hilarious.
It hits.
So I'm very much looking forward to the reunion.
I know.
I think it's going to be good. I really like, I know this might not be up your alley, but I like, the New York Housewives do it. Atlanta does it, too. OC somewhat does it. BH somewhat does it. But they always dress alike.
Yes.
So, like, in theme, like,
yes.
A color palette or
yeah.
something. And so, like, they're all doing, like, kind of this, like, beigey champagne
gold. Yeah.
I'm loving it. Like,
people
especially
look great. It looks like there's going to be a lot of cell phones, a lot of...
When Bethany got in Carol's face in that preview, I was like, I thought Carol was, like, in a smacker.
And Carol was, like, swearing at Andy at one point.
It's going to get intense. There's all these articles that are out today being, like, even Andy gets really upset about things. So,
yeah, he swears at them also.
I'm nervous. I'm excited. Are we getting three parts?
I know. I was wondering that. I I like a two-parter more than I like a three-parter.
My fear and or hope is it's a two-and-a-half-parter. They have stuff for this, the third episode, but they're waiting to try to get that time with Lou.
Yeah.
It's just like, my fingers are crossed for it. I'm hoping.
You would really love some Lou time.
I really would. Yeah. It doesn't need to be the Sag Harbor house. Let's go into that furnished place that she's renting in the city.
I know.
Let's go to Palm Beach. Let's go to the Regency.
Come on.
There are plenty of places to go and have this one-on-one.
Hey, we can go to that Cantina Lounge or whatever that we saw her.
We'll go. Oh, yeah. Catalina Jazz Club. We could go to Tom Tom.
Oh, Tom Tom.
I mean, Leanne Locken from Dow, she was there. Like, there have been a lot of Bravo celebrities hitting it up.
Tom Tom?
Yes.
And we got to go this
weekend. I know. We got to go.
Yeah.
We have to go. And then we'll do an update about it and we'll tell Mary everything.
Yeah.
Well, do we have anything else to mention about New York? I don't think so.
I don't know. It's a good season, though.
It was a great season.
Yeah, very pleased.
I'm very sad it's over. I'm excited that Dallas is replacing it because I think that Dallas is a good choice.
I'm jumping in.
Yeah.
Jumping on that bull.
And I also recommend, I mean, we're in the reunion episodes now, but I also really recommend Potomac.
Okay.
I haven't watched. This season is about Karen Huger. You think you love you some Leanne Locken? You're gonna love yourself Karen Huger. Yes, they had their reunion and it got heated too.
Wow!
But they're all friends too, so it's very strange. It's a weird dynamic. I just recommend watching it.
Yeah, like the VPR cast.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, Jason, thank you
so much. Such a pleasure.
Tell us where we can find Fozzie's Instagram.
Fozzie the doggy. Mm-hmm. Fozzy, like the Muppet. Mm-hmm. The doggy.
Okay. Did you want to put out your own Instagram?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Some anonymity is still required. Well, thank you so much. I had so much fun. Guys, Mary will be back next week. She still will be Summer Mary, but let's just say it will be her retirement episode. So don't forget to listen for next week as well. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Jason. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.